This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. For a community of just over 12,000 people, Los Alamos has an exceptionally rich music scene, a nationally recognized concert association, a symphony orchestra, and a long history of community concert bands. The latest version of that band is called the Los Alamos Community Winds, which celebrates Cinco de Mayo, Saturday night, at the Crossroads Bible Church. And with us this morning is the director of the Los Alamos Community Winds, composer and trombonist, Ted Vivas. Ted, welcome.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you. The Community Winds is a large ensemble of musicians. How many members?
We vary in our membership from concert to concert, but we have a core group of about 40 members, and on any given concert, we may have as many as 55, 60 players.
And this is a broad spectrum of the community.
Yes. It's really wonderful to see, to be in front of them and see the number of different backgrounds and the different people that we have in there. We have employees at the lab, but we have many retired citizens that play with us. We have quite a number of students that perform with us as well. So yeah, very diverse in its background.
And about five concerts a year, is that right?
Yes. We do four main concerts during the season, and then we usually do one or two summer concerts that are a little more informal.
Right, for 4th of July and
exactly,
so
forth. Exactly.
And really, one of the great things about a concert band is that it helps the community during festive occasions.
Yes, we're often called upon to play at events. We did a very nice performance we were asked to do last year in honoring the firefighters for the Los Conchos fire. And it was a celebration that the county put on called Los Alamos Thanks. And those are wonderful experiences because in this case, particularly, we got to show our appreciation for the firefighters, but also we got to play to a larger, different audience than we would normally
right.
have.
And there's no better way to say thank you than with music.
I couldn't agree more.
For instance, holidays, festive occasions, Cinco de Mayo. What kind of pieces of music have you chosen for the program, Ted?
We've put together a program that's music either by Mexican composers or music by other composers about Mexican subjects. Every nation goes through its nationalistic period as far as its composers are concerned and putting out pieces that are endemic of their culture.
Right.
Mexico largely put out the bulk of its great literature during the latter part of the 20th century.
Hmm.
And like all nationalistic music, it's based on the folk idioms and the folk tunes of the culture. And Mexico has such a rich, rich culture of folk music. From what we hear more frequently on the street in this part of the state, the mariachi culture. But there's also a great influence from the Indian and the Aztec
right.
music as well.
Right. And a lot of dance music influence.
Yes. Even the folk music goes hand in hand with folk dancing in the culture. And we are having a dance company join us on this concert for that exact reason. They're called Los Niños de Santa Fe. They're directed by Antonina Romp. I had the pleasure of seeing them perform at the Museum of Folk Art in Santa Fe. And it was just celebratory, visually as well as emotionally.
Right, very colorful.
Very colorful, exciting.
Mm-hmm. So
Los Niños de Santa Fe will be performing some traditional folkloric dances to the music that we will be performing.
Wow. Ted Vivas is music director of the Los Alamos Community Winds. The all-volunteer concert band celebrates the music of Mexico Saturday night at 7, Cinco de Mayo, at the Crossroads Bible Church. No tickets are required. For details, go to the Los Alamos Community Winds website, lacw.org. Thanks so much for joining us, Ted.
You're very welcome, Spencer. It's been a pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.